This is Thoughts on the Table by DisgracesOnTheMenu.com.
Hello and welcome to Thoughts on the Table. I am back. Sorry, everybody. I took a break. Sometimes it happens. But I'm very happy to be back because something unusual happened. So through the blog, people can contact me. And sometimes people do. And it's really interesting. I get to meet new people. But this time, it was unusual. I was offered to receive some samples of some truffle products if I were willing to talk about that on the social networks. And, you know, I don't do ads, but I was thinking about this. I really like truffles. That's the thing. And really, I thought also, what if I can get a hold of somebody who works at this company and get them on a podcast? So, as you may have guessed, this worked out. And with me today is Hannah Solomon, who works at SZ Tartuffi.
Yes.
So, Hannah is here with me. Good afternoon, Anna.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
It's awesome to have you. So, Anna, can you introduce yourself a little bit for our listeners?
Cool, okay. I am Hannah. I am living in Italy at the moment for just 2 months, doing this marketing internship, mm-hmm. which it's a part of the Erasmus Plus project,
okay.
which is a European scheme around employment and education.
Mm-hmm. I know about it, actually. Yeah, from when I was there, it was already around 15, 20 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
It's really great. It's such a brilliant opportunity.
Mm-hmm. We call it Erasmus.
It's great.
So where are you exactly? Which town?
I'm living in Lanciano.
I see.
Which is about 45 minutes from Pescara.
Mm-hmm. In the Abruzzo region.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been there for how long?
I've been here just over a month now, so I'm halfway through my internship.
So how has it been?
It's been good. It took me a little while to get used to, like, the Italian version of punctuality, which, like, if you're 10 minutes late, you're still early.
Yes.
Which is not very British.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's great. It's very chilled out.
Mm-hmm.
And the coffee has taken me a little while to get used to. I think for the first couple of weeks, I was like a real pain to be around because I was so hyperactive.
I can see. It worked, though. It kept you awake, fight your jet lag. So, yes, the products I was talking about. So I received this little package with four containers, four little jars. I had like a truffle cream, truffle paste or salsa, and then some truffle oil, and then a truffle honey. And so last night we had a truffle dinner, as you may have guessed. And I have to say, yeah, they do taste amazing. And I wish we had products like this in stores here in Vancouver. So now in Vancouver, we do have Italian stores. It's a big enough city. There's a big Italian community. But often what these stores can get a hold of is the major brands only. It's hard to get regional products sometimes, unless you're lucky and you find an importer from that region who really likes something. But normally they tend to cover all bases, and the big importers deal with major brands often. And major brands are not bad, but they don't have the same level of quality because they're competing on prices more. They have to deal with distribution. They have so much overhead, whereas the small companies usually can do a better job. And definitely this was the case for SZ Tartuffi. Especially, you know, I have to mention one thing that I will definitely get loads of, if I could get my hands on it, is this truffle cream, which you can have just on bread alone, so it's a finished product. It's not something used for cooking. You could, however, I'm sure. And then, you know, the way I had it, and I'm going to post the recipe on the blog, is with a poached egg, and this was the recipe that Hannah recommended. Yes. And with Hannah's addition of asparagus, which is your own idea. So, yes, thanks, Anna, for that recipe. It was definitely very good.
Mm-hmm, no problem. I'm glad you liked it.
So yeah, speaking about the products, how are they made? So I saw the ingredient list, they always contain real truffles, which is not a given. But also they're made with, cream and eggs, and they're a product of cooking. And I was wondering if EZ Tartufi takes care of producing these products or only provides the source ingredient, which is truffles, of course.
So because it's a very small company, there's only like 9 employees. So we outsource the actual production of the sauces and the risottos, but all the truffles that are used come directly from us.
Right, I see. Particularly, what kind of truffles grow in your region?
This area of Italy is really perfect for a lot of types of truffles. So we have harvests all year round. And at the moment, it's the summer truffles time, which is between May and August and October and December. And they're kind of, they're the most available truffles, I think, everywhere. And they're dark brown or black on the outside with like little bumps.
Yes.
But they're like the least exciting of the bunch.
Yes. I was able to get one of them here in Vancouver as well through a special order. I still like them. They maybe don't taste exactly like your truffle flavor that you're used to, but they do have a nice, pleasant, nutty flavor that goes really well with certain things. Like I use them in my risotto. You can shave them over just the eggs, and it kind of works with those products. It's still a very nice addition, I would say. But then, you get into the white truffle.
Yeah. So in this area, it's between September and October, we have the white truffle harvest, and they are our most lucrative fresh truffle. And they're kind of yellowish on the outside and smooth and velvety. And they're the hardest, like it's impossible to cultivate them. So you have to be really lucky to find them, basically, because there's no way that you can force it to happen.
Interesting.
Whereas with the summer truffles, you can cultivate them. Even though it's not very easy, it's still possible.
Got it. And so how does it work? Do you guys go out in the fields, like in the countryside, to just hunt for them?
Well, it depends. A lot of our truffles are cultivated, but also a lot of them are wild. So we have certain areas that I call orchards, even though the Italian words truffiere.
Truffiere.
I don't think there's an English word for that. So there we have plants that have been sort of impregnated with truffle spores. So they're encouraged to grow the truffles, but they might not still. Everything has to be exactly right. They're not the easiest things to grow.
Right.
And so we have a team of people who go out and hunt the truffles, but also we buy truffles from independent truffle hunters as well.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
So these are just people that go out with their dogs and find truffles really in the wild.
Yeah, it's really good for this area because it was hit quite hard by the credit crisis.
Yeah.
And in Italy, there's no minimum wage. So these people are earning not very much.
Yeah.
So they can come in here with like an hour's worth of products from hunting truffles and earn 50 euros. So it like, it doesn't just supplement their income. It sort of supports it.
It is the income. I see.
Yeah.
But it's great that, they can actually sell products and be paid fairly for them.
Yeah.
So that, they sustain themselves and they provide a wild truffle, which I'm sure tastes amazing. You said that even when you cultivate them, you put the spores, but then you still have to find them because they grow whatever they want to grow. And use dogs as well, you're telling me.
Yes, we do. The dogs that we use, they're not just working dogs. They're like part of people's families. Mm-hmm. They're like the pets. But they're trained from an early age to sniff out truffles.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go out with the dogs, they'll sniff one out and they'll start to dig.
Yeah,
And that's when the hunter has to intervene. Otherwise, the dog will eat the truffle and you're without a truffle.
It's interesting. I was reading about this and, traditionally people have been using pigs. I think female pigs for a reason, because there is an hormone that the truffles emit.
Yes.
And pigs are naturally attracted to it. But the problem with pigs is it's impossible to train them. They'll definitely eat them as soon as they find them. It'd be really hard to get them out of there. Whereas with the dogs, you can train them not to eat them. But your dogs instead would actually eat them because, you know, they're more like family dogs. And once they find something they like, they just eat it. So that's kind of cool. You have to be careful with them.
They're sweet. And the dogs get really excited when they found a truffle because they know as soon as they've like found it, they're going to get a treat.
Yes.
They get rewarded. They have a nice time. It's fun for everyone. It's really nice to watch.
Yeah, and you did share that video with me. I'm going to share it with the listeners as well. And it's super cute. This dog is so happy. It's also nice to see those hills. The territory is fantastic. I do want to come to Abruzzo. A trip to Southern Italy is so long overdue for me. So
you absolutely should. SZ Tartufi offer tours around their truffieres. And, you know, it's amazing. You get to watch everything happening in the truffle production. And then afterwards, you can sample some of the products with them. Fresh truffles or with preserved truffles, which you wouldn't need to do now that you've tried them. But
well, I'll buy some more. So yeah, I would definitely take you up on that. It sounds fantastic to get firsthand presentation, introduction to this super magic world that is the production of truffles. Because for you now, it may sound normal, but this is really unique product that very few people in the world have a chance to work with. And seeing the amounts that you guys see them. So it's such a rare and unique product that, you know, being at the beginning of that food production is definitely a unique place to be. So I love to see it firsthand, you know. Yes, so thanks for that. And everybody is invited to go visit as well. The company is really open to that, so that's really cool. Yeah. So Hannah, it was fantastic talking with you. Thank you so much for accepting to be interviewed.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been good fun.
All right, Hannah. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks.
Talk later.